Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf, Chulin Kuf Yudalet. We are holding eight lines from the top of the Amud. Now, yesterday we left off with a discussion regarding Isur Chal al Isur. Can you double up Isurim? Can you add one Isur on top of the other? For instance, if you have some food material which is already forbidden due to the fact that it's chaylev, the fact that it's some other forbidden, you know, food, and then it's cooked together with milk, what happens now? Do we add another layer of Isser on that pre-existing Isser or not? So we had an opinion which said, no. Ein Isser Chalal Isser. Here comes Akasha, Meisve. Akasha from a Brisa, which begins with other items and then leads into the discussion of doubling up Isserim. Meisve, Hamavashal B'meichalov. If one is to cook a piece of meat with Meichalov, the water of milk, that's the watery milk residue, which separates upon the curdling of the milk when you make cheese, so that watery substance, which flows away, which drains away, which they call whey, right? W-H-E-Y. Hamavashal b'meichalov, if one cooks in that material, that's not considered milk with respect to basar b'chalov, and he's potter, he's exempt. Likewise, dam shebishlei b'chalov potter, he cooks blood, blood is not meat, he cooks it with milk, he's potter. Dam shebishli b'chalav pater. Likewise, in edibles of the animal, hatzamis, bones, v'agidim, the sinews, v'karnayim, the horns, v'tlafayim, or hooves, shebishlam b'chalav cooked in milk, they're not considered edible, they're not considered meat, and he is pater. However, ha'pigol v'hanoisar v'hatame, you have meat material from a korban, which is disqualified due to the fact that it's pigol, the kohen working, doing the avodah, had an improper thought to, you know, process it next week, that disqualifies the korban hanoisar, or it's left over beyond its expiry date, v'atame, or it became tame. And these are already asur to be consumed as is. And then he goes and adds another issue. Shebishlo b'chalav cooks them with milk, he is chayev for the second isur as well, so you can double up isurim. Says the Gemara, you're right, haitana, this opinion just presented is based on the Tana's opinion that Savar, he holds Isur, Chalal Isur, you can double up Isurim, which is a big machlokes, and you know, the previous opinion disagrees. Now, let's dwell on the way. Mevashel b'meichalav potter, he cooks in this watery milk residue, he's potter. Why? Because we don't consider it, you know, true original milk. This is a proof, a raya, a support to Rish Lakish, the Snan, because you have a Mishnah which actually says Mei Chalav Harihenke Chalav, whey is considered like milk. V'hamoichal, and the drippings off the olives while they're, you know, sitting and softening and before they're actually pressed for their oil. So this dripping, V'hamoichal Harihenke Shemen, is regarded like oil. So says the Mishnah. On this, we have Omar Rish Lakish. He explains, Lo Shona, when do we say that whey is considered milk? Elo Lahachshir Sazroim, regarding Hechshir's Roim, so if it falls on some, you know, produce, which needs to get wet in order to be susceptible to Tumah, right? That's called Hechshir's Roim. And he needs to be exposed to one of the seven primary liquids, amongst which we have milk, water, blood, right? So whey qualifies as well. If it lands on a fruit, it becomes hukshur l'kabot tumah. So regarding that, we consider the meichalav like chalav. Aval ini bishul basur b'chalav. But with respect to the prohibition of cooking milk and meat together, meichalav enon k'chalav, whey is not considered like milk. And then Farshim explained several, there are several explanations to this Gemara. I mean, what's the difference? I mean, is it not milk? How could you say that it's milk regarding one thing and not regarding the other? So some learn that it's not really milk anymore. It's so watered down that it's not really milk. But regarding Heksha's rhyme, you don't even need milk. Fine, let it not be milk. But at least it's like water. Look, it's either one or the other, right? Either milk or water. Either way, it accomplishes the same. Because Heksha's rhyme works whether it's milk or water. Another way to explain is that really it's technically milk. It's classified as milk, but not regarding basar b'chalav. Over there, where the pasuk says b'chalei v'imayin, it's mother's milk in its original form, in its concentrated form, as opposed to whey, which does not have that. Tanu rabbanan. So we have the pasuk loisavashal gadi b'chalei v'imayin mentioned several times in the Torah, which teaches us many things. Tanu rabbanan b'chalei v'imayin. Do not cook milk, meat, together with its mother's milk. Nope. So perhaps, you know, the pasuk speaking about a goat, so perhaps only in goat's milk would present an issue. Eini ela b'chalei v'imayin. So perhaps only its mother's milk, meaning a goat like itself. What about to have meat of a goat cooked with milk of a cow, of a sheep, b'chalei parah, of a rachel, or a sheep benign? How do we know to include that as well? Amris. The answer is like this. It's plain logic. It's a kal v'chomer. Uma imoy. Look. The goat with its mother, right, are the same type. Same species, right? Shaloi nesra imoy b'harbo. Harbo means crossbreeding. There's no issue crossbreeding them. They're the same type. So despite the absence of this, let's call it a separation factor. There's no separation factor regarding breeding. Nevertheless, they are meant to be kept separate regarding cooking. Can't cook a piece of a goat with the milk of its mother. Nasra imay bibishuloi. Certainly a part of a rachel, an animal of a different type, a cow, etc., which cannot be crossbred with this goat over here. Shenasru, they're banned. Imay baharbo, to be crossbred with this goat, a totally different type. So we have that pre-existing separating factor, so to speak. Certainly you can't cook them together. And then, of course, wouldn't it lend to reason? Shenasri imoy, maybe surely you can cook them together. Tamal Leimar. Comes the pasuk, b'chalei v'imoy. Which likewise tells you, it's an extra b'chalei v'imoy, it says it many times, to tell you that the ban applies not only with goat's milk, but also with cow's milk, etc. Hold it. Why a pasuk? We have just proved it with the Kal V'chomer. V'olam Likra, why this extra pasuk? Ha'asli, we've already derived it from the Kal V'chomer. Oh, Rashi, the Kal V'chomer is not so simple. You can really challenge the Kal V'chomer at the first step. Mishum Dikla Meimar, you can say, Me'ikara Dadina, at the initial step of that Kal V'chomer Pircha, you can refute it, you can challenge it. Look, where are you coming from? The equation begins by presenting that a goat with its own type, with its own mother, despite the fact that there is no crossbreed issue there, so there is no separation factor, still they cannot be cooked together, etc., etc., right? Mecha kamaisis lam imay. Where are you coming from? Its own mother. Well, regarding a mother, there is actually a separation factor. You know what that is? You can't do shechita on oisay ve'ez benoy on the same day. We learned that a while ago. You can't shecht a mother and offspring on the same day. So there is a separating factor there already. Mal imay regarding its mother, shekein nasri imay b'shechita. Of course, you can't cook them together because there is a separation factor there. You can't be shechting them together. Tamei b'par, as opposed to the matchup between a goat and a cow, where there is no issue of shechting them on the same day. You can shecht a cow and a sheep and a goat on the same day. Shalei nasra imay b'shechita. There is no separation factor regarding shechita, so perhaps you can cook them together as well. Tamar Leimar, that's why we have a pasuk, the extra pasuk b'chalei imoy, to cover even other varieties. So you can't cook a piece of goat milk, meat together with any type of milk, be it from a goat, cow, or sheep. Tani idach, here comes another braisa. It says b'chalei imoy again, right? Ein li ela b'chalei imoy. So from the first b'chalev imay, I would say, okay, it only includes its own mother's milk. B'chalev achoy soy gdoyla minayim. What about its older sister? Rashi, in the second pshat, which he likes, which he favors, explains the Gemara as follows. Achoy soy means like a sister, like a sibling. It just means to say its own type. A goat like him. And gdoyla means it's an older one, from a different year, from a different crop, a different season, which cannot be joined together with this newborn sheep. A newborn goat in a master behema arrangement once a season they do master behema. So basically all the newborns are gathered together in the pen, and they're lined up, right? They're taken out one at a time, and the tenth one is separated and designated as Master Behema. Now the Chacham instituted that they do it three times a year, but technically it's an annual contract, which means to say that all those born within this year can technically join together in this Master Behema, you know, tithing arrangement. But you can't combine last year's crop with this year's crop. A Chosek Gedolah means an older one, a veteran sheep from last year, veteran goat from last year. So there's already a, you know, sort of a separation factor between last year's goat and this year's goat because they can't join together in the Master Behema arrangement. Okay, so that's sort of the precept of this price. So we're trying to learn a source to ban cooking a piece of this year's goat with last year's goat's milk. Based on a if with respect to its own mother, a young mother who's part of the same crop as the offspring, they were both born this year, okay, which can enter together with this offspring into the panless aser to undergo Master Behema. They're both of the same, you know, class, the same. So despite the fact that they have that togetherness and lack of separation with respect to Master Behema, Nasir, maybe Bishol, you still cannot cook them together. Certainly Achoisei, the veteran goat, Shaloi Nichnasa Imoy Ladilis Asa, which cannot join this newborn in the pen for Master Behema. So there's already that pre-existing separating factor. Ain't it then? Certainly, wouldn't you agree, you can't cook them together. Shanasir, maybe Bishol. Tamaloyma comes the Pasa, Bechalev Imoy, which says this mix as well is banned. Why a pasuk? We just established through a kavachimer, but lamali krua ha'asile. We've just produced it through a kavachimer. Amar Ravashi once again, because the kavachimer is really a bit shaky. Mishun deikla, maybe you can say, you can suggest meikar d'adina, the beginning, the first step of that kavachimer pircha. You can challenge it. Where are you coming from? The mother. Mecha kamaisis lami imai. Right? If, with respect to its mother, which is so close regarding Master Behema, you still can't cook them together, etc., etc. Well, mother isn't necessarily so close. Remember, there's that separation factor regarding Shechita on the same day. You can't shech them on the same day. So perhaps that explains why you can't cook them together as opposed to the goat, be it an older goat. But still, you can shecht them together. There's nothing wrong shechting the older goat with the younger goat. They're both offspring. They're both, right? Tamalema. So I think perhaps you can cook them together as well. Now we need the pasuk b'chalev imoy, the extra b'chalev imoy, to cover this as well. Okay, so we've established so far two things. You may not mix a goat with even cow's milk or sheep's milk. Number two, you can't mix it with the milk of an older goat. What about the milk of a younger goat of this year? Ashkan achoisek doyle, you've established regarding the older goat. Achoisek katana minayin, what about a younger goat? Which technically is closer to home because you can do Master Behema on both of them together, so maybe you can cook them together. Well, says the Gemara, Achoisek Tana Minayin, Asumi Binayim. It can be derived by way of a common denominator, using both of those as a precedent. Both meaning the fact that the other species is also Asur. The goat's mother is Asur, and the fact that the Achoisek Doyle is Asur. We'll combine them together, so to speak, and come up with a commonality, a common denominator, which will establish that Achoisek Tana is Asher as well. Says the Mahay Tesi. How are you going to learn? Which one is going to provide the source? Let's do one at a time. Tesi Mi'imai. Let's try to derive it from the mother. Can't cook a goat with his mother. Likewise, not with the achaisik tana. Well, you can't compare. Mala imai. Perhaps mother is different. Because there exists a separation factor there. Regarding shechita on the same day, shekei nesri may be shechita, which doesn't apply to a a goat with a goat. A non, mother and offspring. Well, achaisik de la techiach. This sort of suggestion that the ban of cooking together is related to the fact that they can't be shechted together, that will be disproven from Achayse Gedoyla. The older goat, which is not a mother, has no issue with being shechted on the same day, and still you can't cook them together. Achayse Gedoyla Techiach. Apparently it's not related to that reason. Well, Malachayse Gedoyla, you can't prove anything from Achayse Gedoyla, because there exists another separation factor, which doesn't exist with the younger goat here, that older goat from a different class, from a different year, a different season, cannot be combined with this young goat here for Maser Behemah, as opposed to the second young goat that we're talking about, the Chaysik Tana, that can join together with this first goat. So perhaps it can't be cooked together. To say that the ban of cooking together is related to the fact that it can joined from Maser Behemah can be disproven from looking at the mother. A young mother can be joined together with a young offspring in Maser Behemah, and still you can't cook them together. So you can't attribute the ban of cooking together to this reason or that reason, because what you find here, you don't find there. The reason that's here is not, apparently it's not related to those reasons. Chazar, then you're going back and forth like a ping pong. Loi Roizeh. The reason you have on this side is not Kiroizeh, like the reason you have on the other side, and vice versa. Loi Roizeh, Kiroizeh. So you have to come up with some sort of formula that ties it all together, some sort of commonality. So what's the common denominator between the mother of this goat and the achoisek deila? Shehu basar basal vashel b'chalav. We have a piece of meat which is banned with respect to being cooked with chalav, no matter what it is. Afani yavi achoisek tana. So the same formula can be said regarding a chosik tana, goat with a goat. Shuv basar basal vashel b'chalav. Look, you have a piece of meat, you can't cook it with milk. Ask the Gemara Yachi. Okay, so once you've sort of come up with this formula, which allows you to include the older goat as well. Why do we need a pasuk for that? Yachi, if that's the case, a chosik delinami, the older goat, with respect to the cooking with the younger goat, Nami Tesi Mibinai, it could also be learned through this joint sourcing system. And Rashi Amud Beis explains how this is going to work. He says like this. What do we have established so far? Loisavasho Gdi Bachalev Imoy, in its mother's milk, and we also included a different species, like a para, right? So between the two of them, we can come up with the following formula. Look, you can cook with its mother, despite the fact that they can join together by Maser Behemah. Certainly, the older goat, which cannot join together, should not be cooked together. Well, mother has a separation factor. You can't shecht them on the same day. Well, that notion is disproven from looking at the para, cow. Has no such prohibition of shechting with a goat on the same day, and still you can't cook them together. Well, para cannot be crossbred with this goat, and doesn't join regarding master either. Well, no, mother will disprove that point, because you can crossbreed with the goat child with the goat mother, and also joins together master baby, and still you can't cook. So basically, you're going back and forth. So you have to come up with some sort of formula that encompasses both, which is it's meat and milk. Same with the older goat. Why a new pasuk for that? And Echanami right. So the extra pasuk is not needed for that. Ella, no. So what do we need b'chalev imay? What's it for? I mean, b'yalei, look at the side, it's needed for another halacha. What about in its own milk? Can one cook a goat in its own milk that was drawn from it during its lifetime? Look at the sign, we have a brisa. B'chalev imoy. cannot be cooked in its mother's milk. Perhaps it's only banned regarding its mother's milk. We turn to Amud Beis. What about cooking the goat in its own milk? Amris, once again, we have a kavachayim. Now it gets a bit more complicated. Amris, kavachayim. Uma b'mok, sholei nesar pri ma'im b'shchit. In pri b'shchit. Now before we begin, let's just clarify the terms here. Pri means an offspring. Can take on different forms. It just means a product of, a derivative of, a source. Aim means, you know, it can mean the mother, it can mean the producer of that offspring, it can mean the source of that derivative. It's going to take on different forms. Pri is the product, aim is the source, just to keep it clear and simple. So let's go again. Uma b'makit sheli nesa pri and pri b'shchita. Regarding the halacha of shechting on the same day, there's no problem shechting a pri and pri. Right? If you have two offspring of the same animal, could you shechit on them on the same day? So pri and pri get a check. Nevertheless, regarding the same halacha of shechting on the same day, nesa pri ma'im. You're still prevented from shechting the offspring with the mother b'shchita on the same day, right? So pri and pri is good, but still pri ma'im is asr. Certainly regarding cooking together, where the pri and the pri are asr, in this case pri and pri means the meat which was birthed from this mother, and the milk that was milked from this mother. So they're both products of, right? You can't cook them together. That's the classic Isra of Vasa B'chala, right? Malkim Shinesa, Pri and Pri B'Bishal. So regarding Bishal, regarding cooking together, where you may not join a product with another product, the meat and the milk which come from this same source. So you see it's more severe. We don't even allow Pri and Pri. Certainly, we don't allow Pri with the source, which means a piece of goat with its own milk. Right? Because the milk is the product and the meat is the source of that product. And then, of course, Shanasa, we should ban prima e babishal, cooking the product with its source. There you go. So you can't cook together milk with its own meat. Tam alayim b'chalevimai. Oh, comes the pasuk to add that as well. Why a pasuk? We have a kavach chaymer. Hala malikra ha'asila. We've already learned it from the kavach chaymer. Amar v'chadvoy bar ami. It's not so simple. B'shem dikel ameimer, you can go and challenge the kavach chaymer. Look. So now we shift to the halachas of kelaim, of crossbreeding different types of animals. So we have a sus, susya, right? Male and female horses. We have a chamor, donkey. We have a preda, which is a mule. A crossbreed between one and the other, right? You can only mate together a sus and a sus, or a chamar and a chamar. You can't mate sus with chamar or a preda with either one because you're crossbreeding. So you have a sus ben susya. Let's picture it. You have a horse, son of a female horse. So there's no issue there, right? They can crossbreed at the same time. But he has a half brother, achi preda, is a brother of a mule. So this mother horse interacted with a donkey, which produced a preda, which is now the half-brother of this horse, you know, son. Yechiach, that will prove that's not so simple. That this kal v'chomer is not so clear. What does that mean? Look, she'asur pri and pri, in this case, despite the fact that one pri is also with the other, you can't mate this product with that product. The sus, which is a pure sus, cannot interact with the preda, despite the fact that they're both products of the same source, of the same mother. The reason is because the brother is not a pure source. There's a father involved. There's a donkey. So because of the father's element, the father's contribution, so to speak, the father's presence, he's not really his full brother, he's a different type. We'll get to that in a minute. But on the surface, it appears like, really, they're both two products of the same source, of the same mother. And still, they cannot interact umutar primaim, despite the fact that the pri and the pri are banned, but the pri with the mother is okay. The sus can interact with the susya. So back to our question of basa b'chalav, you see that it can be so. You can have pri and pri which are aser, and still a pri with the aim is mutter, so perhaps basa and chalav, which are both pri, products of an animal, are aser, but still the pri with its own aim, the milk with its own meat, of its own, you know, same goat, would be mutter. So we're seeking to disprove the notion of the kavachemer. Says the Gemara, it's incorrect. The matchup isn't correct, because there, your premise was that the horse with his half-brother are called pri and pri, and they're usser. They're not pri and pri. The mule is not really a matching entity to the sus. Because the sus is a pure sus ben sus, yeah, without a chamor involved in his life, and the half-brother, the prey that has a father, was a chamor. So they're different entities. They're not both pre. It's not pre. Not both sourced from the same source, because the prey is not fully sourced from this horse mother. Awesome. Zeraha avu dekagurim. There, the issue is because the father's contribution is diverting that prey. That's causing the issue. That's causing that separation. I'll even prove it to you, because let's say if we turn the tables around, let's switch the equation around, you'll see I'm right. The Operet Ben Susya. Let's switch the whole equation. The mother's a Susya, right? A horse. And the offspring is a parrot, because she interacted with a donkey. So this offspring, this mule, is half and half. And he has a brother likewise, who is a mule as well. Achi Preda. By the way, not brother, Preda means a female, okay, sorry. Female donkey, female mule. Achi Preda. Yichiach. That's going to prove my point, because here you have the products being allowed to interact with each other. Shemuta Pri and Pri. Right? This mule can interact with the other mule, Vasa Prima Aim, but he can't interact with his own mother, who's a pure source, and he's only half a pure horse, and he's only half a horse. Right? So you see that it's not because pre and pre is us, or it's all about what's going on, you know, in the totality of the equation. So we no longer really have anything to confront the Kavachemer, you know, the Basa B'chalav Kavachemer with. It holds up. Again, what are we seeking to achieve? We're trying to figure out whether one may cook two parts of the same goat, its meat with its own milk. And the point was, well, you certainly can't, because if pri and pri is aser, typically a piece of meat which comes from a mother animal, right, born off a mother animal, and the milk off that mother animal cannot be cooked together. Certainly, the pri with its own meat, and we didn't really disprove it from the halacha of kalayim. Elamar mar bred rabina. I'll tell you what the issue is. Mishum dikla meimar. Here comes another challenge. You can say like this. I'll show you a case where pri and pri is aser, but pri with its own source is mutter. Very similar case, except here we're dealing with people. You have a shifcha maidservant, and she had a son, an eved, a slave. A goisha, you know, maidservant, and a goisha slave. Achim shechreres. Now this son, the slave, happens to have a sister, a slave as well, but she had been released, set free, in which case she has a status of a Israelis. That will disprove our whole point. Because here we have a case where both children of this mother cannot interact with each other because he is an Eved and she is released from bondage. She's a different status. She also prima pri. So despite the ban of pri and pri, in this case, umuta pri ma'im, but this eved can interact with his mother, because they're both of the slave variety. So you see that one thing doesn't necessarily lead to the next. Just because the pri and pri is asr doesn't mean the pri and aim will be asr. Likewise, by the basar b'chal. So the Gemara once again, no. Hasam get shichru the kagaran. The reason why the eved cannot mate with the shichreris is unrelated to the fact that they're both coming from the same source. Just the opposite. The sister has already been released. She has a newfound status. They get shichru, they release document, change her status. That's what separates them. The eved, I'll even prove to you that, in fact, this is the reason. If we switch around the equation, we'll have a reverse result. Let's say his mother had been released from bondage, and he's still an Eved. Achi Shifcha, he has a sister, still in bondage. That will prove my point. Because in this case, the table is turned. Shemota Prim Pri, so both offspring can interact with each other. Eved with the Shifcha, no problem. Good Shirach. Despite the fact that also Prima Amy can interact with his mother, who's already been released. So you see, it's all a matter of the circumstance. It's not necessarily connected to the label pre or the label aim. So, we're back to square one. Perhaps we can use a kal v'chomer to prove that one may not cook a piece of meat in its own milk. Ella maravida bar aven. I have another avenue of challenge. Mishim l'kal meimar, you can challenge it like this. Kalai zroi mechichu. I'll prove it from kalai zroi, the iser to plant together, to mix two types of seeds. Sha'asr, in this case, Rashi explains, the pri is the, you know, the seed. Why is that a pri? Because it is produced by the ground, which is the source, which is the aim, the motherland, right? Sha'asr pri and pri, you can't mix two types of seeds. Umuta pri ma'im, but you could mix one seed with its mother, with the earth. So you see, one thing doesn't necessarily lead to the next. Well, says the Gemara, the starting point here is that pre and pre is usher. What do you mean pre and pre? Mixing two seeds. In what? How? In the ground. So it's not the pre and the pre that are affecting each other. It's with the ground. Klum nesa pre and pre. This whole ban of one seed with the other is only el aidei ha'em. It's through the mother. The motherland is the medium for making this issue. So it isn't pre and pre that are usher, it's with the aim, all different equation. I'll prove it to you. Dochiti v'sa'ari b'kad av le'mitzar. You place some wheat and barley in the same container, let them sit there. That's not an issue. As long as there's no soil involved. So once again, we have no kasha on our kavachimer. Hello, Maravashi. Let me tell you what the issue is. Again, what are we seeking? We're seeking to clarify. What about cooking a gdi with its own chalav, right? We have a chalav ima in the pasuk. What about its own chalav? Milk that was milked off the goat, and now you have the meat of that same goat. Can you cook them together? Well, certainly not. Pri and pri is us, or certainly pri with the aim. Elo Rav Ashi, it's not so simple. Maybe you can challenge it like this. Mala pri and pri. Certainly, pri and pri are us. And again, pri and pri in this case means a standard piece of meat, which was born from a mother. A standard container of milk, which was milked from a mother. Those two cannot be cooked together. You know why? Mala pri and pri shken shnei gufim. They're both two entities. This is coming from a young calf that was born, a young goat that was born from that mother, and this is the milk of that mother. Two different things. Taima pri ma'im as opposed to meat in its own milk. Shken guf echad. They're one and the same entity. You know, mixing two things means, by definition, it means two things which are inherently separate. You can't mix them together. You can't join them together to create this new explosion, this new clash, this new entity called Basar B'chal. But when they're, to begin with, one and the same entity, it's coming from the same goat, the meat and the milk, perhaps that's not so terrible. Mishamachi, it's required. That's why we require a pasuk. An extra pasuk b'chalev imay to cover this as well. Okay, so bottom line, we have b'chalev imay stated three times. So we have two extra. One is to tell you, even a para and a rachel will be an issue, and even its own milk. Amar Rav Ashi, menayin lebasar b'chalev she'asa b'achila. How do we even know? That basa b'chalav is forbidden for consumption. Shenamar lo yiseichal kol te'eva. Pasuk says, don't eat anything which is te'eva, disgusting. Kol she'ti'afti loch, anything which I have distanced from you. Rashi says, kol she'asarti loch, letavoy, l'shachti men otoy, to keep away from it. It's not for you. It's not becoming to you. It's beneath you. For instance, basa b'chalav, which the Torah banned. Don't cook it. Right? So anything like that is harayhu b'bal toichal, it may not be eaten as well. Now, this pasuk, by the way, is it's a general pasuk, right? Anything which I command you to keep away from, to keep a distance from, should not be. Rashi adds that let's say, you know, the basar b'chalav was cooked by a minor who's not really obligated, and you know, or a goy. Interesting. Rashi says that's also included, because after all, the Torah did ban this cooking. The Torah says, don't cook this. This doesn't belong together. Right? It's a te'eva. Disgusting. It's not for you. So that's why we consider it to be asr b'achil. Okay. Ve'en le'el b'achil. So at this point, we only know about refraining from eating. Bano minay. What about the isra to have any benefit from it? The answer is k'da Rabbi Avo. Dam Rabbi Avo am Rabbi Lozo. Kol mokem shenam alo yoichal. Whenever we find in the Torah one of the following phrases. It's not limited to eating. Echad isra achila, ve'echad isra no b'mashma. It covers eating and any benefit. How do I know? Because by nevela, by a carcass, the Torah has to go out of its way and tell you can have benefit from it. You can sell it if you want. Sell it to a guy. Why does the Torah have to permit selling? I mean, not eating it. Oh. To tell you that even though it only says don't eat it, don't eat means don't eat it with your mouth, don't have any sort of intake from it, any sort of benefit, any sort of pleasure. And that's why the Torah has to go out of its way and say, well, nevela is an exception. This one you can sell. But otherwise, typically, something which is forbidden. La'achila. Achila covers all forms of hano, including, and that covers basa b'chalav as well. Ad shi'ifrat ha'kosav. Until and unless the Torah specifies for you that hana'a is different. Just like it did by the nevela. Kederach she'partach b'nevela. Where it says, leger. Ger over here is a guy who's adhering to some mitzvahs, the seven Noahide laws. You meant to give it to him as a gift. He's allowed to eat nevela. Look, it doesn't cost you much. You can't really sell it. You're in a place where only Jews are around, and cost you a few pennies, and for him it's valuable. It's a meal. Give it to him as a gift. Leger ben asina, loib kicham, or by a guy, b'mechir, you can sell it to him. Asani, b'av, b'raisa, regarding this matter. So bottom line is, before we proceed, from here we know that by basa b'chalav, where it says, leisechal, right? We said leisechal kol te'eva, covers basa b'chalav as well. You can't eat, and you can't have anah. Okay, let's move on to the nevela. Asanya, leisechal kol nevela, you shouldn't eat a nevela. Rather, la gera shebasharecha, your local ger, the ger teshav, the guy who's living amongst you, titnana v'achala, let him have it and enjoy it. Oy, or, second option is machal l'nachar, sell to a guy. Now, we limit it to these two methods of transfer. Sell to a guy, gift it to a ger, and le'ela l'ger v'nesina. At this point, we only know that you can gift it to a ger, or lev chamat mechiro, sell it to a guy. What about if he wants to sell it to a ger or give it to the guy? Ger b'machira. Minayin, could I sell it to a ger? Tamalama, yeah. Leger titnena oy machar. Because if we take a close look at the pasuk, the wording of the pasuk goes both ways. It says, lo yisechul kol nevela, don't eat a nevela, right? La ger ashe b'sharecha, titnena, v'achala, give it to the ger, oy machar. So you can stop right there. Like put a comma there. Two options, give it or sell it to the ger, and then you can go back and say, Titnena v'achala oimachar, give it or sell it, l'nachri. And read on further in the pasuk. So basically, both options apply to both people. Otherwise, the pasuk would have worded itself differently. It would have said, give it to the ger and sell it to the goy. But the fact that the Torah sort of bundled together these two terms, selling and giving, between, on one side it has the ger, on the other side the goy, to tell you that both apply to both. What about selling it to a ger? You can give it to him or sell it to him. What about the opposite? To a goy, can I give it to him as well? Yep. Titnana, you can give it as a gift, or sell it, l'nachat erga. Nimso, bottom line is, echad ger, echad gicham, whether it's a ger or a goy, both methods of transfer are okay. Bein, b'mechira, b'mesina, d'vira mea, kontra mea, both are legal. Rubi da'imer, no, gotta follow the literal structure of the pasuk. Dvarim kiksava, the way it is, that's the way you do it. L'ger b'mesina, you want to give it as a gift, only to the ger. You can't give a goy a gift, say isser, so you can't give it. Want to give it to a guy, you can sell it. My time with the Rabbi Yudah, where's Rabbi Yudah coming from? Well, Isaac Adaitakamir. Because if a mayor's approach to the Pasuk is correct, that both apply to both, the Pasuk would leave out the word oi. Oi is a separating word. Rather, the Pasuk would say like this, don't eat the nevela. Legera shabasharechat nana vachala umachar. Right? Without the word oi. Oi lamale. Why is there a word oi between the giving and the selling? Oi lamale shmamino. Apparently. The dvarim kichsavan odas is coming to tell you. Follow it literally. These two separate modes of transfer are distinct and separate and apply to different people. Leger benesino. You have two options, but only these two. As a gift to a ger, as a sale to a goy. Ramey responds, what's the oy doing there? Hi oy lahaktim. The oy is coming to tell you that there's an order, a priority. If you have an equal choice between these two options, you can either give it as a matana to a ger for free, or sell it to a goy. Which one are you supposed to do? Nesina the ger. Giving it to a ger is more important than selling it to a goy. So that's the point of the oy. Not to preclude selling it to the ger, not to preclude giving it to the goy. But if you're faced with a choice, the ger is not going to buy it, right? Either give it to him as a gift or sell it to a goy, you can do the first one. Rabbi Yehuda, he responds, well, for that we don't need a pasuk, it's obvious. L'hagdim to precede, to give priority. Nesina, the ger, gifting it to the ger, l'mechir, come versus selling to the ger. Like Torah, we don't need a pasuk for that. Svara, it's plain logic. Why? Svaru, ze'at ha'mutzuv l'achyoysa. You have a obligation to support. Yeah, to support the ger toishav amongst you. As opposed to a goy, where no such obligation exists. So of course, if you're faced with an equal choice, of course you have to give it to the ger for free. And again, Tesis points out, Tesis elsewhere says, look, we're not talking about a major loss. It's in the Jewish community, it's not really going to fetch much if you sell it, so it's a couple of pennies, and for him it's really valuable, so he meant to give it to him for free. Overselling it to a guy. Okay, but in any case, what we do see from this Brisa is that the Torah had to go out of its way, so to speak, to allow having anah, selling an avela, because le'seichel means any form of anah, if not specified otherwise. Therefore, by basa b'chalav, where we know you can't eat it, eating means all forms of ingestion, all forms of benefit, including isra anah. Okay, so let's do a quick chazar of today's daf. We started with Isser Achalal Isser. We discussed the status of Mechalav, which is exempt from Basar Bachalav. The extra Bachalav Imois is coming to cover the ban of cooking, not only with Egdi, but also with a different type of Chalav, of a different type of animal, whether it's a Parav, a Rachel. We spoke about a Chaysek Doyla, Chaysek Tana, or even with its own milk. And we learned the source for Issa Basa B'Chalav, Issa Rav Achila, and Issa Rav Anah as well. All the best to you, Hatzlacha.